Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from Rome, Italy, we have Father Anietti Okure, the Worldwide General Promoter for Justice and Peace, the Friars of the Order of Preachers. His homily today is entitled, How Much Oil Has Been Given to You?
This is Anietti Okure calling in from Santa Sabina, Rome. Today is the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. A proclamation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in to the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen. I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. My sisters and brothers, today's reflection comes to us in the form of a question, namely, how much oil do you have within you? Do you have enough Christian oil within you to make you function properly as a Christian? The readings today highlight 3 important things for us to reflect on. The first reading from Wisdom chapter 6, verses 12 to 16, reminds us of the need to nurture wisdom. That is the spirit that God gives each and every one of us so we can blossom to the fullness of life, so that we do not grow dull and complacent. The second reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 to 14, admonishes that it is not good to live life unaware of the real issues around us. We cannot live our lives oblivious of what is happening around us, or what is impacting the lives of our sisters and brothers far and near, of the fact that by virtue of our baptism, we are called to be the light of the world. So we must be attentive to the ways that God is calling us to minister to others in those situations. In the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13, Jesus concludes the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins with a strong emphasis: stay awake. Stay awake. We must be sure to have enough oil within us, that is, the Spirit of the living God, the proper ingredient within us to function as Christians. My sisters and brothers, as Christians, we are called to play a prophetic role in our society, to be a presence that counters the trends that lead people to darkness. A prophet in this context is a watchdog who raises an alarm when things go wrong, who alerts people to the dangers that are lurking around, who through raising alarm sometimes prevents evil from taking place. It is not enough to be a Christian by name. Christianity is a way of life. It is a way of witnessing. It is a way of engaging life itself. A nominal Christian is like having a lamp with no oil in it. It is useless. As the parable shows, it is as good as having no lamp at all. We must nurture the gifts of the Spirit that God has given each and every one of us so we can stay alert, so we can be alert to our environment and be aware of what God is calling us to do in our families, in our communities, in the church, in our society. The Apostle Paul reminds us that if the Spirit of God does not dwell in you, you do not belong to Christ. Again, here, we are reminded that being a Christian by name is not enough. Jesus often compared the deeds of the world to that of darkness, reminding us that as Christians, we are the light of the world, so we must let our light shine to dispel the darkness so God's children can live in the light. Darkness in this context is the thing that gets in the way of God's children living a centered life. Some are within us, some are outside of us. The trends in the world, wars, conflicts, exploitation of people, divisions within the families, communities, and nations. These are works of darkness. So we must, as watchdogs of God, stay awake and ensure that we do not enable the works of darkness. In the parable of the 10 virgins, the refusal of the 5 to share their oil with the other 5 was not about selfishness. For practical reasons, if they shared their oil, it would burn out faster together and all would be without light. Secondly, the other 5 with no oil actually had the means to purchase the oil. Scripture tells us that they went out and purchased the oil. So they had the money to do so. They were careless. They were negligent of their responsibility. They lived their lives without reflecting, oblivious of what needs to be attended to. Sisters and brothers, we cannot live our lives on borrowed graces, expecting miracles to happen. God has given each and every one sufficient grace. It is incumbent on us to focus on God's gifts to us and nurture them to blossom and empower so we can be effective witnesses in our world. Therefore, sisters and brothers, stay awake. Remember our prophetic role in society as Christians. Remember you are called to be counterculture and trendsetter, trends that lead people to God. And our world today requires that we be extra vigilant. So be watchful.